انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host Farah and this is my show Music with Farah on 90s FM. Before we start, if you'd like to leave us a comment or suggest a song, drop us a call on +21 000 427 894. Tonight, I'm going to talk about a band that took the world by storm and their personalities that shone through every moment of their careers. This is the magnificent Hers. Now, Hers started off quite organically, if I do say so myself. The band is made up of Stephen Fitzpatrick, who's on guitar and main vocals, and Odin Lauding, who's on bass and background vocals. That electric duo makes up the band Her. But before that, let's start right away at the beginning of their journey. Stephen and Odin, both from their respective coastal towns, decided to leave their comfort zone and attend the Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts, where they met because they shared the exact same school schedule. They soon became acquainted, and although it wasn't until their second year of university that they started playing music together. What happened is that in their second year of university, their friend offered them a gig in Manchester with 1 week to prepare. As they were kind of scrambling to make some music, they managed to pull together a 10-minute set, and that became the band's first gig. Though the band's first somewhat official creation actually began one night when they recorded an instrumental track that they worked on from 9 p.m. all the way to 5 in the morning, just right before their lecture. Then, alongside that track, they decided to shoot a short music video to show their friends the next day. That track became what we know now as Pool Water, which was released on October 28, 2014. Pool Water was an instrumental teaser that introduced them as a band and previewed what eventually would become their sound. The video also showcased their fun, comedic personality as they danced, ran, and walked around a town at night. With the beautiful Dorothy. Dorothy was one of their first singles in 2016. It was also the duo's first song written and composed together. The story goes that one night, Stephen bought the chords and ideas for the melody. They got a drum beat going, used a ton of delay, messed around with the bass, and that's how Dorothy came to be. This was also one of those tracks where the duo called it one of their more ambiguous songs they have. Because there really isn't any substance behind the lyrics, except that it's supposed to create an uneasy and melancholy feeling. But for the rest of the songs and lyrics throughout their album, well, that's up to your interpretation. But without further ado, here is the groovy Dorothy.
We can hide. Nobody knows.
beautiful, Dorothy. Now, at the same time as Dorothy's release, they dropped one of their most famous songs called What Once Was. But I'll be saving that song for last, so stay tuned. All I'll say for now is that this band was the biggest hit to date. And although the explanation of the song is sad, the song holds so much memories for both the members and the fans listening to the song. With the release of their hit song, What Once Was, the duo would get the attention of an independent record label called Heist or Hit. It would be a friend of the label who would tell the label about the duo. And once the label listened to the song, they became completely interested, and eventually, the duo was signed to the label. A year later, in 2017, Hers released a cover of the 1974 song Loving You by Minnie Riperton, which became one of the dreamiest covers that truly captures the sound of the dreamy Indian style of Hers.
Thank you.
now it's been 12 months of hers. They've been dropping multiple singles, which have also started to become the general set list they're playing live, including songs like Dorothy, What Once Was, Marcel, and Speed Racer. And as they were playing the set list, on May 12th, 2017, they dropped their 9-track debut called Songs of Her, along with 4 unreleased tracks like Cool With You, Cop Theme, Medieval, and You Don't Know This Guy. All that came together to make Songs of Her, or as the duo calls it, a collection of songs that they created over that year. Auden said that they never had a plan for anything. They didn't even have a strong concept for the compilation album. Instead, they just wanted people to go into it with the right mindset of being different sounds that the duo wanted to explore going forward. With that being said, let's dive into the tracks of the album, starting with Cool With You. The song is actually pretty chill. It's got a little bit of lo-fi mixed with just the right amount of indie pop. There's a basic drum machine beat in the background with a glittery, echoey guitar, while Steven's voice sings through the song, soft, casual, until we get into the chorus and the song starts to build up with more layers along with a beautiful synth, and we get a little bit of Auden's groovy bass thrown in there too. Take a seat back and chill with Cool With You.
To know anyone at all, anyone at all. Draw the blinds back slow, sun fades in the room to begin to bloom. Silk skin lovers danced with diamonds in their hands, diamonds in their hands. We could feel like them, rarely would we. Is that cool with you? That I wanna call your name. Is that cool with you? That I wanna call your name. Is that news to you? That I wanna call your name. Is that cool?
Cool with you. Hey. see their heads against the windows, breathing on the glass, dreaming of the day that they can finally relax. If only this normality belonged to more than fantasy, it's too much.
Well, they're open and faking a golden disdain. The flower's too tall for the table again, but it's alright.
They called it faith.
Is that cool with you that I wanna call your name?
Is that cool?
That was the gorgeous and groovy Cool With You. Next up is one of the most interesting songs that absolutely captures the idea of the surfer rock genre. The song has a very Beach Boy-esque kind of mood because of the fun guitar slide mixed in with some good old-fashioned indie pop. You can also see a shimmer of Mark DeMarco's influence, who was one of the duo's inspirations. This track is Marcel. The story of Marcel began with a track originally titled as David Seaman. However, one day our duo decided to take a trip to a thrift store where, in a sea of wallets, they found a wallet belonging to a man named Marcel with this very 80s looking mustache. Now, curiosity got the best of them and they decided to go online to search for this mysterious mustache man. Unfortunately for our duo, they found out that he had passed away. So, weirdly enough, the song transformed into a tribute to Marcel, even though if you listen closely to the lyrics, it's about love, confusion, and figuring someone out. The song is quirky, but it's also really groovy to listen to. Here is the awesome Marcel.
Thank you.
Following up the gorgeous Marcel, I want to present a somewhat more upbeat melody with the track I'll Try. Now, the song does have that Smiths-esque quality where the melody is upbeat and really fun, and you kind of forget that the lyrics are heartbreakingly real. The message is about the track that what most people feel. It's to find comfort and the strength to keep going. The song was made for people to listen to the song during their daily lives and routines, and no matter how fatigued or tired they are, you always have to find perseverance. Now, before we jump into the track, a super fun fact about it is that if you listen closely to the French language bridge in the track, it's delivered by none other than our beautiful Auden.
I was stressing, head screwed on too tight. Read your words that felt so close despite. You always wrote a letter inscribed ever so slight. Just be yourself and I'll be.
Beautiful little song, I'll Try. Now, let's go for a little instrumental break, shall we? I would say that this is the quintessential vibe showing Auden's mastery on bass. It almost feels like a cut to commercial on an 80s cop drama or a detective theme, and overall, I just really love how kooky the entire album is. Now, keep that 80s drama energy up, because both Steven and Auden are hugely inspired by this TV series, but we'll get into that in a bit. For now, let's jam to Cop Theme.
Thank you.
Now, if you've ever heard or read about this band, their absolute biggest inspiration, which appears throughout their albums, tracks, and even their music videos, is Twin Peaks. Yes, that Twin Peaks by legendary David Lynch. The simplest way to explain it is that this is a series set in a forest town somewhere in the Pacific Northwest where a murder occurs. But there's also a supernatural element that makes this show very bizarre and trippy. It's literally to the point that Auden once said that they usually talk about which Twin Peaks episode their songs would be in. He also recalled in an interview that when Steven visited him in Norway, they ended up at his home and watched Twin Peaks, surrounded by a deep forest in the middle of the night. And honestly, that's as big as you can get as a fan. Or wait, is there more? Well, I'm happy to report that on August 24th, 2018, Hers released their debut album, Invitation to Hers, which, if you're a Twin Peaks fan, you would have caught that they were trying to reference the fake soap opera, Invitation to Love, that was on the show. In an interview, Auden explains that the title represents three things. The first representation is the title, Invitation to Hers, which is a reference to Invitation to Love. Then, the Hers part in the title is a nod to the band. And our last point is a little play on words. As a listener gets an invitation to Hers, that mysterious person, which Steven says you can bring a record, a bouquet of flowers, round to Hers, or literally to her place. I know, a lot of cheesy jokes, dear listeners. But luckily for us, that's not the only Twin Peaks reference. The track Low Beam is a deliberate reference to the show's atmosphere, characters, and themes. The band described the song as a commentary on toxic masculinity, viewed through the eyes of a biker who feels alienated by the gangs in the scene without feeling any weaker. And some people actually drew comparisons of the moody biker culture to the character James Hurley, who is noted for being a sensitive biker.
Thinking of different thrills.
And that was the gorgeous Low Beam. Now, Invitations to Her is considered to be their debut album, where they were finally able to actually find their footing in the process. For the album, lucky enough, they were able to demo the entirety of it, and they bought all the demos to their friend and producer Sam, and then they used those tracks as a skeleton to make the finalized tracks. Their favorite songs from the album, for Auden, it's Don't Think It Over, and for Steven, it's Manny Smile. Now, without further ado, let's jump into the tracks of Invitations to Hers. First up is Harvey, and this track is based on the James Stewart film of the same name, Harvey. Harvey is a giant invisible rabbit that befriends James Stewart's character, Elwood. And the entire song really is about pure friendship, and the duo has said before that this track reflects the band's bond too. Our beautiful, sweet Harvey, one of my favorite and more upbeat tracks of hers. Now, our next track has a bittersweet story behind it. As it goes, Manny was actually Steven's cat who had to be given away after he left university. The track is almost like a tribute to this lovely cat that had to be given away, although there was a slight update on Manny. The duo explained that they had given Manny to an old man who had lost his wife, and so they had hoped that Manny was enjoying his time. Although I have to be real and say that our poor Manny may have passed at the time of their answers around 8 years ago, since this was very old. But to old cats and you, here's Manny's smile. Sweet ode to Manny the Cat, our next track is called Carry the Doubt. Carry the Doubt is kind of partnered with another track called Under Wraps in terms of what the song is about. The two tracks are meant to act as a message of support to someone close to them who's searching for true happiness within themselves. was the stunningly beautiful Carry the Doubt. Now we're going to jump to Under Wraps, the second partner of Carry the Doubt. And Under Wraps just generally follows the same message. It's a track that provides comfort and a message of support to people who are close to you. Was our beautiful Under Wraps giving support, comfort, and all the above. Our next track is called Don't Think It Over, and the track was written to help comfort a friend that kept on overthinking about situations that were out of their control. The song is just for you to take a backseat, and essentially whatever is meant to be is meant to be, no matter what. If it's out of our control, loosen your grip and take it easy. Don't
instead of what you're thinking. It could be nothing, nothing but a premonition. But it's hard to say, you'll brush it off. That feeling of losing blood overweighs the fact. You gotta let it go.
The gorgeous Don't Think It Over, the beautiful bass, and the song is just chill enough where you want to listen to it, close your eyes, and enjoy the mood. Now, Hearst consists of Steven on electric bass, or electric guitar and vocals, and Auden on our bass. And one of the key members of the group is their very humble drum machine, which was also known as Irish James Bond. Steven said that he had the drum machine since he was 10 years old, and the drum machine was actually really basic and simple, where it could only play one beat per song. The duo found that, though, as a positive restriction, and it almost forced them to get creative with their bass and guitar parts to make sure that the song was interesting and fun to listen to. And although Steven had the drum machine for so long, he never really used it properly before, but he started jamming on it and eventually found that it was almost the secret to their sound, or as they called it, their niche. In their concerts, the machine is right in the middle, plastered with Pierce Brosnan's photos all over. Now, that actually started as a joke when the duo went out one night and their friend had printed a lot of pictures of Pierce for some reason and handed one of them to Steven. The duo found it so funny that they taped a picture to their drum machine to give it some style and jazz it up. And from the running joke, it grew. They started bringing a real-life cardboard cutout of Pierce to their live stage concerts. Hearst was always very fun and active on stage, staying around for chats after the show, ready to play around with the crowd, and stayed longer if it meant that the audience had a little more of their time. But ultimately, in the early hours on March 27th, 2019, a tragic accident claimed the lives of the duo and their American tour manager, Trevor, who was killed in a car crash where the driver was going the wrong way. The legacy of Hearst continues to shine bright, as two boys from Liverpool brought a feverish, beautiful dream pop sound and aesthetic that will always carry a special melancholy for those who dream. Their songs are cemented by the love of their fans and the memories they've created with all the people around the world. To close out tonight's show and truly honor what they left behind as their legacy, there is only one way to say goodbye. This live version performance of What Once Was. The song's original meaning was about a passing of a family member. But tonight, I wanted to capture the exact playful and lighthearted energy that made Steven and Auden so special. Listen closely to these moments, and I hope that through this final song, you'll feel the spark too, and keep their music alive. I've been your host, Farah, with my show, Music with Farah, and I'll see you at the same time and same place. Thank you for tuning in, and enjoy the music.